Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor, supporting the accountant community. This is Tax Prep Partners To Go, a monthly podcast program with the CPA Technology Advisor's own executive editor, Darren Root, and President and CEO of SurePrep, David Weil, both credentialed CPA CITPs. Listen to Darren and Dave as they explore advanced processes and solutions for tax preparation practices utilizing today's advanced tax document automation technologies.
Hi, this is Darren Root, executive editor of the CPA Technology Advisor, and you are listening to Episode 3 of Tax Prep Partner To Go. I have a great podcast for you today. I have Scott Francis. Scott is the Vice President of Marketing for Fujitsu Computer Products of America. He has more than 20 years of document imaging experience and is just a wealth of information. So, Scott, welcome today.
Darren, thank you.
Thanks for taking your time. And, you know, Fujitsu is a company that's been around for a long time, makes phenomenal equipment. I've been using your scanners for a number of years, and, you know, the only thing I can say about them is they just work every single time.
Well, thanks. In fact, if you read a lot of the online reviews for Fujitsu scanners, you'll certainly see that same comment reiterated many, many times. Our scanners simply just get the job done. There's a lot of great technology inside the units, but that end goal is to capture that document reliably and get a faithful rendition of that original piece of paper so businesses like accounting CPAs can simply process their data quickly and accurately.
So, Scott, you're responsible for managing the marketing and product management and support engineering. Is that for a particular segment of Fujitsu, or how's your role work out?
Well, our division of Fujitsu is focused on just document scanners, and that really allows us to provide a lot of focus and expertise. Our division of Fujitsu, Fujitsu Computer Products of America, has been selling, marketing, and supporting document scanners for just over 20 years now. Our first document scanner was introduced into the market in 1989. So our group focuses on everything that's involved in working with the design team in Japan to create the models, as well as to design the features, the pricing, the programs, and all of the advertising, marketing, and sales and support here in the U.S. and Latin America.
Okay. You know, I bought my first one, I think it was in 1999. You know, it was a small desktop version. And so it took 10 years before I actually had to go through the process of replacing those. So we scanned every day for 10 years on those devices. And like I said, they just continued to work. And only because I really like the new, better, higher speed, different quality scanners did we even decide to upgrade at that point. So today I'm using the 6140 on my desktop, and I think all my staff have 6130s. But again, phenomenal machine. So thanks for all you guys do for the profession.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. That 6140 and those 6130s are the fifth generation of our first sheet-fed document duplex scanner that we came out with in the year 2000. So we continue to get that customer feedback and put that into every new generation. So with every new generation of that sheet-fed duplex scanner, you're going to get the same great performance, but with real enhancements related to real-world problems that simply make those products better with every generation.
Well, Scott, let's just talk a little bit about scanners and how they, relate to the accounting profession more specifically. I talk to thousands of firms a year, whether it's through podcasts or webcasts or, you know, live events, and then through my company, RootWorks, where we consult with accounting firms. But, you know, everybody always says, you know, what scanner do you use? And I always talk about a Fujitsu scanner. But, you know, what I really want to understand from you is, you know, is the accounting profession, you know, the way they approach scanning and document imaging any different than maybe you guys run across in other professions or industries?
Well, it certainly can be. Accounting documents, especially for CPAs, many times can be more challenging than your average document imaging application. And one of the reasons why is that a CPA is scanning documents from each of their customers. And depending on their customer, those documents could have been in a shoebox. Those documents can have a lot of worn corners. Those documents can be small receipts or multi-part receipts that have been printed on paper that's thinner than standard 20-pound paper that you might find in a copy machine or MFP. And because those documents can be thin, small, or worn, many times a CPA or an accounting company will need a scanner that has better paper handling. And because a lot of that detail on the paper can be in pencil, it can be second or third generation copies, it could have a lot of image quality challenges. So not only do you need a scanner that can feed paper reliably, but you also need something that can pick up all that detail and deliver great image quality. And accuracies...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish. Sorry about that.
I just want to continue and say accuracy is very important. When a CPA has an accuracy issue, it may translate into making a mistake. And when you make mistakes, it's going to cause customer service issues. If you have to go back to the customer to get that original document a second time after they've already brought it into the office because you weren't able to capture the image quality, again, those can create customer service issues. So accounting applications can be very difficult.
You know, I got to think that, you know, as a practitioner, you know, I still practice every day, and what you're saying is absolutely true. I get we get documents in our office, all shapes and sizes, and all weights, and and quality, and you know, ultimately, I want all. That's going to be the only document. I mean, the scanned image is going to be the only thing I maintain in my office. So it's incredibly important for me to get a really high-quality scanned image. And if I also, as a firm, venture down this road that I actually want to lift data off that scanned image and actually put it into a tax document, tax return, you know, that image quality even gets more important for me because, you know, the number 5 versus an S, you know, if that's gray or blurry, then when it comes into tax software, you know, it makes a difference. Do you see a lot of that?
Certainly. Image quality challenges on the front end can certainly be a productivity drain. So you really need to be able to capture that data faithfully, which will enhance the accuracy of the recognition engine. The more you can get into the front end of the process in terms of accuracy will certainly save you time and money on the back end. Separately, if you're storing those documents in an offsite storage facility, it's a lot easier to go to a scanned image than to send someone to that offsite storage facility to get those documents and bring them back to the office. So there's another point about productivity that really scanning these images and keeping them on the network where you can access them quickly is much better than using something like offsite storage.
Great point. What specific things do you think firms and practitioners should be mindful of when choosing a scanner? What do you think the key things are?
Well, again, we've been making scanners for 20 years and really building each new generation based on customer, the main points that our customers make. And the three things that we always keep in mind when we build new scanners are paper handling, image quality, and overall reliability. Beyond those big three, price performance and the inbox software are also major considerations. Paper handling, like we've been talking about, is really important because when that scanner constantly jams, you're wasting a lot of time clearing those jams. More so, if a scanner has a difficult or elaborate paper path, like a copier or MFP, when that paper gets jammed, there's a potential that that document can get torn or injured, and you certainly don't want to do that to your customer's documents. So paper handling is really important. Image quality. Again, as we've been discussing, if you've got to rescan your documents because you were not able to capture the data, let's say you've scanned the document, but it's just too light. So you go back and make adjustments to the software to scan it, but maybe you've gone too far and your next scan is too dark. You can spend a lot of time trying to enhance your scanner to just pick up the image. Our scanners, as well as the VRS software we include with them, are really trained to pick up the document the first time without forcing the CPA to become an expert on scanner settings. And it's all done to really reduce errors, enhance customer satisfaction, and increase productivity, which really helps everyone's bottom line. And along with those 2 points, reliability. When your capture device breaks down, you're not able to process your customer's documents, and it creates a lot of bottlenecks in the process. Purchasing a dependable capture device has got to be one of your major considerations when you select a scanner.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, Scott, because, you know, oftentimes people in our profession, we have a tendency to, you know, think, well, we can save a couple $100 and buy this, whether it's a less expensive model or a less featured model or whatever it might be. You know, we only look at that initial cost, that initial investment for that device, as opposed to the problems that having a lower quality device might cause our firms in a productivity way down the line. Exactly what you're just saying. You know, this whole idea of having to rescan and everything, we don't even think about the cost of our employees having to do those tasks over and over again.
That is a big point, Darren, that you're making. There are industry studies within document imaging that show that the cost of the capital expense, the cost of the equipment itself, are just 20% of the overall cost a customer will experience. 80% is related to labor. So you can really see by spending a little bit more money up front, you'll save a lot more money down the line.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I'm going to go back to my 1999 days, Scott, when we started going paperless. And I thought the way to go was, you know, there was this big debate, should we be centralized scanning or decentralized scanning? And I know that debate still sort of runs today. But there was this, you know, we invested about 10 or 12 grand to buy I think at the time it was called a Mopier, you know, HP put it out. And it would scan and copy and print and collate and do all these features and functions. And what I found in doing so was every time I scanned an image to that device, it went into sort of this dark hole somewhere. And we spent more time trying to find those documents and rename them and put them into our document management system. Not until I shifted gears and went to sort of our Fujitsu, I don't remember the model number, but it would have been equated to the 6130 at the time or today, and put those on people's desktops, did we really see huge productivity gains? What do you see as the you know, the correlation between that big multifunction machine sitting somewhere and a desktop scanner?
Well, that's a great question. First, that was probably our scan partner 3091 that you started using back in 1999. And when you really compare dedicated document scanners, especially Fujitsu scanners, to a MFP or copy machine, I always like to reference them as copy machines because these are devices we've all known and loved and had in the office for decades now. In fact, I think the 50th anniversary of the copy machine just passed us. So I always think that companies are certainly going to have an MFP in the office, and it's primarily for printing and sometimes copying. And if you're scanning a document once a month, those devices might be sufficient, but as you mentioned, you're going to spend a lot of time on settings and just finding out where that document was sent to on the network. It's really not a suitable device for professionals who are doing document capture on a daily or weekly basis, especially if it's mission critical to their application that they're using. When you look at a document scanner like a 6130 compared to an MFP, you're going to notice a lot of differences. The first one is the 6130 has a very short, straight through paper path. That really helps our ability to feed paper reliably. If you look at a copy machine or an MFP, many times the paper path is extremely elaborate, and that's great for doing all of the collating functions that copy machines do, like stapling and sorting. It's not great for document scanning whatsoever. When you have to clear a jam in the unlikely event that you had a problem with the 6130, you simply open up the device, the paper's not damaged, and you can quickly pull it out. With an MFP, that document can get torn, it can get crumpled up, And the process of opening up that MFP and then going through that very elaborate user interface to figure out where the jam occurred can take minutes. In fact, I always feel very humbled when I spend 10 or 15 minutes where I think I've cleared the jam, I close the machine all up, it spends about a minute to come back online, only to find out that I didn't clear the jam, and I've got to start that process all over again. And especially in situations where I'm trying to get something done quickly, maybe a customer's waiting for a document, and I'm going through this process, it is just extremely frustrating. You're simply not going to see that with a 6130.
Yeah, absolutely. I certainly remember those days of looking for, I actually have some of my in my office now who looks for those jams now as we run copies, but those things happen on a more regular basis. I can tell you that my 6130s do not jam very often.
Thank you very much.
If it does jam, it's because I forgot to take a staple out of a document.
Or something like that. And there are other reasons beyond that. The scanner is a dedicated capture device. The MFP is really being used by a variety of people in the office. You might have other employees who are doing large print jobs or copying jobs or faxing documents. If someone's doing a large job, that device is really unavailable for scanning. So the document scanner being a dedicated device is easier to get the documents into the system when you need them right there and then. And because the 6130 is a dedicated document scanner, it's simply better for that purpose. The term all-in-one, it is really conducive to those devices doing a lot of things, but not really doing any of them great because they're doing so many different things. 6130 is a dedicated document scanner, which means the camera technology, the paper path, the reliability, it's really optimized for the specific task of capturing paper.
Yeah, really good points. You know, the other point I would make around that is that just having that scanner on my desktop really allows me as a practitioner to go paperless much quicker because as soon as a document comes in, I can pop it in there and scan it through and I'm good to go. I don't need to have it laying around or route it to somebody else to do scanning on a centralized machine or something like that. You know, there's these terms that I hear a lot, Scott, that a lot of our listeners may not know what they are. And one of them is VRS, and the other one is OCR. They're both applications, and I believe they both come really in the box when I bought my 6130s and my 6140s. Can you tell me what those are and why they're important?
Sure. And before I do, I just wanted to comment on the last thing that you had mentioned. That scanner being at arm's reach is another productivity gain for the reason that you mentioned. You can simply, without getting up and walking over to the MFP, you can reach over to that scanner and capture a document. And for those people that love to multitask, you can do it while you're having a meeting, while you're on the phone or doing something else. It's certainly easy to do. So moving forward to the question about VRS and OCR, I mentioned one of the considerations for buying a scanner outside of that paper handling and image quality and overall reliability is the price performance, which includes the inbox software. Fujitsu scanners deliver something called VRS inside the 6130 and our other FI series scanners. VRS stands for Virtual Rescan Software. And what that really means is that VRS is very expensive and very powerful image enhancement software that is able to tell each document and each section of every document and deliver specific scanner settings for that portion of the document. For instance, if you had a batch of documents that had documents that were light and dark, documents that had photographs as well as text information, documents that had dark background with light detail on them, VRS is going to look at every document and every part of each document and fine-tune the scanner settings to bring out all the detail. So instead of having to re-scan each document, trying out different combinations of scanner settings, VRS is going to capture each document correctly the first time, which really saves you a lot of money. OCR stands for Optical Character Recognition. And simply what that means is when you scan a document, you're essentially taking a picture of that document. And to the computer, it's a file of pixels. In a black and white image, every pixel is black or white. optical character recognition software allows the computer to essentially read those pixels and form them into characters and words. So now we can take a picture and convert that into a text document, which then can be transferred into other applications for processing.
So VRS really cleans things up, and OCR really organizes things. Is that a way of thinking about that?
Yeah, VRS is going to clean up and enhance the settings and make that document easily legible to an OCR recognition engine. And that OCR engine will essentially take that picture and convert it to text so it can now talk to other computer applications.
So you really need both of those. Would that be true?
Yes, that's correct. For applications like a CPA, you're going to need the VRS to get great image enhancement technology. But if you want to scrape that data off, like you mentioned at the start of the call, you need OCR to get that data scraped off and put into another application. If you don't use OCR, you would literally have to key enter the data manually, and that can be very time consuming.
Okay. So along that same line, I probably need to make sure I'm scanning. You know, oftentimes I get asked what resolution do I scan at, and I typically use 300 dpi. Can you tell us just a little bit about resolution settings and what's sort of appropriate, and should we be using black and white versus grayscale versus color? What's your take on all that?
Sure. OCR accuracy is very important. When you have OCR errors, again, you have to manually correct them, which can be very time-consuming. More so, there are a lot of considerations when you're scanning. You want to scan, and you want an image that's not too large. Also, you want an image that is going to maintain all of the detail to make sure you're faithfully capturing a rendition of the original document. So for OCR applications, 300 dpi is the most important to increase the accuracy. You mentioned color and grayscale and monochrome. Color data has a lot more details than grayscale, which has a lot more detail than monochrome. But as you go up the chain, your file size increases considerably, and that can cause issues, especially if you're emailing documents to your customer. A lot of customers have email through free services like Yahoo and Google. Those email systems have limitations on the size of the file. So if you scan everything in color, you might have 20 megabytes of data, which could be very challenging to get over to your customer, for instance. So we recommend for applications like what a CPA would do, 300 dpi is the best resolution for OCR. Because you're using VRS software in conjunction with the 6130, we're actually capturing the detail in grayscale. We're feeding all that raw grayscale detail to the VRS algorithms, and they're using all that detail to output a perfect rendition of that original image in monochrome. So we're giving you all the benefits of grayscale accuracy, but monochrome output. And another benefit of the 6130 is it can scan at 300 dpi at the same speed as 200 dpi. Many capture devices get a lot slower as you increase the resolution or as you activate grayscale, for instance, but the 6130 can scan in grayscale at 300 dpi at the same speed. So even though your scanner settings are 300 dpi monochrome, when you use VRS with a 6130 behind the scenes, we're actually scanning at 300 dpi grayscale and using all that content to give you a great image to increase that accuracy.
Along that same line, Scott, does it matter whether we're scanning, you know, original documents or photocopies or faxes, anything we should be thinking about as it relates to the type of documents we're trying to scan?
Yes, certainly. Whenever possible, you always want to scan the original document. Photocopies and faxes can have really poor image quality. For instance, fax resolution is about 150 dpi. So when you take that original document and you fax it, you're killing the resolution right there. And even though the scanner is going to do a great job of recreating that fax document, it's going to be at a lower resolution because of that original. And so whenever possible, you always want to scan the original. Faxes and photocopies, especially second, third, and fourth generation, with every generation that document is copied or faxed, the image quality gets less. And all those fine details like pencil comments or images that have watermarks or photographs, as soon as you copy it or fax it, you're really killing that image quality and you're not going to be able to pick it up. Now, the 6130 and VRS are going to do a much better job than another device when scanning copies or faxes, but it's not the same as scanning that original document. So whenever possible, please scan the original.
Probably good advice. Well, Scott, with the little time we have left, can you kind of tell our listeners what you see on the horizon for document imaging, what things are coming down the pike, if anything?
Sure. Well, as I mentioned before, with every new generation of a scanner like the 6130, we're listening to our customers. We're going to a lot of CPA events specifically. We're talking to industry editors like yourself to really get a good feel for the real-world requirements of CPAs, and we're putting that into subsequent versions of the technology. And as we move forward, we're bringing out a number of very advanced scanner features that simply solve real-world problems. So an example of a new feature would be our ultrasonic double feed detection technology. And what we're doing is we're using an ultrasonic sensor to detect whenever two pieces of paper go through the scanner at the same time. When you're scanning documents, you never want to lose data. And if two pieces of paper go through the scanner or any capture device at the same time, you're covering up data. So through the use of ultrasonic technology, we can actually stop the scanning process if a document is covering up another document. So it's a very advanced technology, but it's just designed to help you capture all your documents the first time without having to do rescans, without having to do things like count the batch of documents manually after the process and compare those to the number of images to make sure that you've scanned every page. So it's another time-saving feature. And as we come out with new scanners, we'll continue to come up with new features that solve real-world problems. And other examples of where the future is going for document scanning would be cloud-based storage or processing. And that's where you're going to scan your documents, but you may store them in a third-party data center for either storage or advanced processing, which will just make your documents easier to access from remote locations when you don't have access to your own network, as well as give you a great business continuity solution in the event that your home or your business network somehow faces a threat or is damaged. Now you've got your information stored in another location where you can quickly access it and then recover your network. So those are two examples of where we're going right now with the technology.
Well, that's exciting, and all that's really great stuff for the accounting profession. You know, I know without products like the Fujitsu, the FI 6130, our profession wouldn't be near as far along in going paperless as we are. We still have a lot of work to do, Scott, to get the whole profession adopted over. There's other great products out there like, you know, SurePrep, and I know you guys partner with SurePrep. SurePrep does a phenomenal job of lifting data off these scans and helping populate tax returns and create workflow for accounting firms. So these partnerships are really helpful to the profession, so I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. We really like working with SurePrep. They've really taken a focus to make sure they bring out the best of our scanner and our VRS technology. So SurePrep is a great example of a software application and a company that is doing the right things to make sure that our hardware and their application are harmonized to give the CPA the best performance. And really introducing this technology to CPAs and newer users across all vertical segments is the best part of my job. Even though we've been at it for 20 years selling document scanners, there's a lot of business professionals out there that still don't understand the benefits of using a dedicated professional scanner like the 6130. And it's always great to introduce the technology firsthand to these professionals and really see the satisfaction as they can truly see the benefits of what these systems can do for them.
you know, for the longest time, you know, the profession didn't necessarily see the need for a fax machine, and then all of a sudden you had mass adoption of fax machines in everybody's office. And now I'm actually starting to see the fax machine being less important than my scanner, because if I'm going to fax something, I just soon scan it and email it, or scan it and send it off, or put it in a portal. Do you see the day coming fairly soon where the scanner is the most important machine in our office for not only communicating with the outside world, but also keeping all of our stuff internally?
I really do. As people and businesses start to bridge their paper archives with their electronic data they have on their computer and network, devices like the 6130 are a perfect device to really bridge those two worlds, the paper world and the digital world. And even though the scanner is a single dedicated device, I really see them as replacing that all-in-one. For instance, a 6130 with an eFax account is much better than having a fax machine. You've got better image quality. You've got the ability to scan in color or grayscale or monochrome instead of just low-resolution monochrome. You've got a number of benefits. You can scan in duplex. You can send those documents via email with a PDF password instead of blindly sending them to someone's fax machine, to where if the wrong person on the other side accesses that document, you may have a security issue in terms of personal data. So I really think as more people can learn about the benefits of document scanning, and there's so many ways to learn about the information, an example is today's podcast, I really think we're going to see that adoption accelerate.
That's great. Well, Scott, we're out of time today, and what a wealth of information. I know our listeners are going to really appreciate all that you've shared with us today. Thanks for taking the time. I want to also thank ADP for being our corporate sponsor. So, Scott, have a great day, and again, thanks for your time.
Darren, thanks again. Have a great day.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors' other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via talkshoe.com.